This is an audio recording of the summer 2016 9th through 12th grade sisters conference held in Richardson, Texas. The progress of the church in seven stages. Sunday, August 7th, second morning meeting. Overflow sharing.
Okay, we'd like to hear from you what you've enjoyed all through this weekend. The way we'll do it is, again, remember one point and release your spirit. And then on the ride home, give them the other 21 that you got. And then tonight at the Lord's table, give them another point. And it could be the same one you share here, right? They won't know the difference. And you know what? The amens will be really strong. Amen. Just like when you share today, the amens are going to be really strong. Amen. Okay, the brothers will line up on this mic and we'll go this way and then up against the wall if more want to do that. We're going to start with 1 minute. And the brothers will help us with the guitar. When you hear the minute, that means conclude your thought, because we want to hear what someone right behind you has to share. We're very limited, okay? We probably could go until now until the Lord's table. A lot of rich fellowship, but we don't have that. We just have an hour. Sisters will line up here at this mic and then go back that direction, okay? Again, just the main point that you enjoyed. And remember, we're not here in a performings. It's not your high school senior performance. It's a matter of ministering Christ for the building up of the church. Amen. The Christ you enjoyed, that's what we want. Amen. Okay? So brothers, this side, sisters, this side. Amen. Go. Okay, we'll alternate. We'll alternate one brother, one sister. One brother, one sister. Okay? Oh, sisters. Oh, we need some sisters. Oh, good, good.
Amen. I really enjoyed, in order to get into Philadelphia and out of Laodicea, we need to pay the price.
Amen.
We can pay this price by being in Christ.
Amen.
To save us from any degradation.
Amen.
We need to present our body.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed Romans 11:1. I exhort, 12:1. I exhort you therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God,
Amen.
Which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
Amen. Cause us to do this reasonable service.
Amen.
Cause us to serve you.
Amen.
The point on that some of the churches weren't the perfect bride for the Lord because they wouldn't keep him as the first love, that struck me because, like I love the Lord, and I know that I always love him, but sometimes I'm thinking about other things. Or I have other things on my mind that I have when I'm thinking about him too. And it's like I put him first, but there's also other things he says, just hold fast and keep him only.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. I really enjoy seeing on the message on outline 7, the brother was talking about how when we know about something, that's when we'd be willing to pay more for it.
Amen.
So like when you go, if you're ever like going to buy a car or something really expensive, there's somebody there to tell you about what you're buying,
yeah,
so that you can understand, and then you'll be willing to pay the price.
Yeah.
And so when we understand more about our God, we are willing to pay the price for him.
Amen.
Lord, I want to give you everything.
Amen.
Lord, I give my all to you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I really appreciated God's love for man.
Amen.
Because all he wants is for the church to have some brotherly love.
Amen.
And he's just knocking outside the church, just knocking for anyone.
Yes.
Anyone.
Amen.
He's willing to go to that extreme just for one person.
Amen.
That's so sweet.
Amen.
And yeah, and I just really liked it because the whole Bible is a love letter to man.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, after Adam and Eve fell, he still clothed them because he loved them.
Amen.
And he didn't just stop in Philadelphia where there was brotherly love. He kept going to the other churches because he loves us.
Amen.
So, amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm just going to give a brief summary of like everything I enjoyed. Okay, so like there's a church in Ephesus, which they left their first love. Okay, and then it moves on to Smyrna, which is like myrrh, meaning death. And then it goes to Pergamos, which is they are married to the world. And then there's the church in Thyatira, which sacrifice, I think. Yes, they were like sacrifice. And then there's the church Sardis. Okay, and they were like they were redeeming or something like that, redeemed. And then praise the Lord for the church in Philadelphia.
Amen.
And that was the church of the brotherly love.
Amen.
And then there's the church of Laodicea, which is the church of opinion.
Yeah.
Amen. So I just really enjoyed that. We need to be like the church in Philadelphia.
Amen.
Lord, help us to be like the church of Philadelphia.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I really enjoyed about the church in Ephesus, how they lost their first love,
yeah,
and how simple it is for us to lose our first love.
Yeah.
Many times I know I definitely have lost my first love, which should be the Lord.
Yeah.
And but we need to be aware and conscious of this every day in our daily living.
Amen.
And a couple years ago, an older serving one had mentioned in a meeting a good prayer that we should pray.
Yeah.
Is, Lord, I know you aren't in my first place right now, but I want you there, Lord.
Yeah.
And that'll open your heart up for him and give him ground to work in you.
Amen.
So, oh Lord Jesus, we want you in our first place, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed how we have to be in the church of Philadelphia.
Amen.
Like, sometimes it's really hard to be in it, so we have to sacrifice something. Like, if the Lord touches you in your spirit to, like, sell your car, you should do it. Or, like, sell your computer because it's taking away your time from spending with the Lord. So, Lord, just, we want to spend more time with you.
Amen.
Amen. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
Amen.
We want to dine with the overcomers.
Amen.
Amen. I was really struck with the fact of the opinion in Laodicea.
Yeah.
And how many times in the church we may be like, should we have instruments in the meetings or no instruments, or, you know, many matters, and we'll try to solve these matters in ourself,
yeah,
and our natural self.
Yeah.
But this should be a matter that we bring to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I enjoyed a lot in this conference. Amen. One of the best I've ever been to. But like, one of the things that I enjoyed the most is knowing that the Lord has a plan.
Amen.
Nothing is before the Lord and nothing is after.
Right.
Everything is in control.
Yeah.
And I really, really like world history. And for the past year, I took World History AP, and it is one of the best classes I've ever taken. But one thing that made me just kind of sad about that class is that everything we're reading, there's always some holes. Like, they don't know this, so they're not going to teach us. Or they don't know this, but they're just going to assume. But then we were reading this, and everything about this is just history in God's perspective.
Amen.
And it just made sense. Everything just made sense. And I think, just praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. I really enjoyed the point where we have to love the Lord. In our daily lives, there are so many distractions from keeping us from loving the Lord. From personal experience, I've had many distractions from loving the Lord, including my orchestra, my grades, and my math competitions. But after coming to this conference, I realized, man, I should love the Lord more.
Amen.
Rely on Him more.
Amen.
I love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Well, at the beginning of this conference, Brother Tom gave us all a bookmark, and I didn't really read it until this morning. So when I woke up, I looked at my phone, and I was like, you know what? Lord, I just spent time with you this morning. So I read this bookmark, and it says, give yourself to love the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I give myself to love you.
Amen.
No other way is so prevailing.
Amen.
And no other way is so safe.
Amen.
We all want to be safe. And this is how to be safe. We just love the Lord.
Amen.
This love is so rich and so full of enjoyment.
Amen.
Just love Him.
Amen.
Do not care for anything else.
Amen.
I don't want to care for anything else.
Amen.
I just want to love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I enjoyed that. In this age, we're in the church of Laodicea. And sometimes we, during a conference or the true school, we find ourselves that we're in a church in Philadelphia. And we're in brotherly love. But sometimes, like, when we go back to the world, we have these inner touchings. The Lord says, oh, maybe you shouldn't do this more than you should read the Bible. And sometimes you ignore that, and that can bring you back into Laodicea. So, oh, Lord, when you touch us, we just want to obey your touching.
Amen.
Lord, if we need to sell our computer, we need to sell our computer.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was really touched about the church in Smyrna, which signifies suffering. You know, the condition of Smyrna was suffering, poverty, tribulations, and slandering from opposers. And my initial reaction was like, wow, that I'm really sorry for you. That's really sad. I'm sorry. That's a sad life. And my human reaction was to actually flee these things. I don't want suffering. Like, who wants to be in poverty? Or I don't want to be slandered. But actually, in Revelation 2:9, it's clear that tribulation is actually precious to the church and the Lord. And tribulation tests the life of the church. And you test something to see if it'll come back, and it'll keep coming back. And so we should actually be happy because of the suffering. So in fact, Smyrna was not poor or in poverty. They were rich.
Amen.
They were so rich with Christ.
Amen.
Because of their sufferings. And the Lord's charge to Smyrna was to not fear these sufferings, because they're going to come. And so these botherings will pass and the reward will come.
Amen.
So don't mind these sufferings.
Amen.
Because when the people try to kill off the life of the church, the church keeps spreading.
Amen.
I'd love to start off thanking the brothers for their sharing.
Amen.
Your sharing was the highlight of my conference.
Amen.
I too have had my own version of a hill and a house standing on top. Oh, I want that hill. I want that house. But we have to follow the Lord.
Amen.
We can't let that house control us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank Amen. You, brothers.
Amen.
I enjoyed Revelation 2:10. Do not fear the things that you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that you may be tired and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life.
Yes.
I enjoyed it because we're going to suffer with just the devil bothering us or whatever, and it tells us not to worry about it because we're going to have a reward.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we must hold fast to what we believe and not let the worldly things consume us.
Amen.
When I heard that, it just reminded me of this quote. I forgot who said it, but it says, it is not how hard you can hit. It's how hard you can get hit and push through it. We must push through the worldly things and not get consumed by it.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed when the brother said, where do we want to be?
Yeah.
And personally, I think we all want to be in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that all the Lord wants is that little power to keep his word and not deny him.
Amen.
And personally, I deny him in school, and we should not do that.
Yeah.
And this is the second time I enjoyed this.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoyed the matter of what is the price. And I enjoyed that only Christ knows the price. But we have to go to Christ to know the price.
Amen.
And because I know in my Christian walk, I put a lot of things on a pedestal above Christ at sometimes, even like sleeping or like basketball or like eating food because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But praise the Lord. Lord, help me know my prize.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. So I really enjoyed message 3 about the church in Pergamos, how it was married to the world. And the brother speaking, he gave an example of a boat. And for a boat to be on water is completely normal. Right. And that's what it's supposed to do. Right. It's just on the water. But for the water to be in the boat, that's not good. Something's wrong. And we can't help but live in the world, in a sense. Like, you can't help it. But for the world to live in you, that is a problem. Right. And so they also gave the definition of the world, the difference between the earth and the world. And I thought they were the exact same thing, just different words. But they're not. The earth is something created by God, and the world is something created by Satan. And that we cannot live in the world. We have to live on the earth with God. Yeah. And that we cannot have the world in us. And we always do. You know, we always have the world in us. And you can't help it. But that's just like water being splashed in the boat. And every time you confess, you pray, you're just like bailing the water out of the boat. You know, we need to always be bailing.
Yeah. All right. One of the things I really enjoyed was how at our brothers' conference, how they showed the last three churches, Sardis and Philadelphia, Laodicea, yeah, as part of a mountain, yeah, how Sardis being on the left side at the bottom, it's a hard climb from there up to Philadelphia, yeah, never easy. It's well worth it, though,
yes,
well worth the reward, yeah, and how even from there, it's an easy fall back down to Laodicea. Yeah. But thanks to the Lord, it's always a simple matter to get back up on our feet, back up to Philadelphia.
Amen. And praise the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoy seeing that we can repent.
Amen.
And oftentimes I find myself and I look at my situation or the Lord, you know, it's the Lord's mercy that we can see where we are. And, you know, a lot of times I see I'm lukewarm. And, you know, they gave the example of, like, how would it feel to you if you're at your wedding day and your spouse or your to-be spouse is lukewarm about their relationship with you or their love to you? But it's so sweet to see that we can repent and we can stumble, and the Lord allows us to have failures, but we can repent.
Amen.
And we can come back to the Lord.
Amen.
Saints, I really enjoyed this part. And have kept his word.
Amen.
The saints in Philadelphia kept his word.
Amen.
They spread the gospel. Oh, wait, no, that's the wrong part. Amen. Little power. Oh, Lord. Yes, they kept his word and they spread the gospel with their little power.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, use our little power for your spreading of the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In last night's speaking, one point I really enjoyed was to become an overcomer. You have to dine with the overcomer. Oh, Lord Jesus, I want to dine with you.
Amen. I just wanted to share something on outline 4 about Thyatira. Romans 2:18-20. But I have something against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, she who calls herself a prophetess, and teaches and leads my slaves astray to commit fornication and eat idol sacrifices. A brother said, Jezebel is the Roman Catholic Church, which is the world. She's wicked, nasty to the core. We do not want to be part of that. We want to be part of Philadelphia.
Amen.
This is an example of what we don't want to become, the low church. But we can repent and become part of Philadelphia.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the Lord's charge to Laodicea. He said, be zealous, therefore, and repent. And zealous means to be boiling. So we need to be boiling and repent. We don't want to just repent one time a day, but we want to repent constantly.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah for the overcomers.
Amen.
Lord, I just love this conference so much. I feel so rich. I feel like I'm in Philadelphia.
Amen.
And my
you are.
I am. And my favorite part of this conference was that yellow line, because that line signifies the overcomers.
Amen.
And in all seven churches, no matter what their situation, there was always overcomers.
Amen.
And those overcomers, they all get a reward. And my favorite reward was Laodicea.
Wow.
You get to dine with Christ!
Amen.
That's so amazing. We get to dine with Christ. And it's not a hard thing to be an overcomer. All an overcomer is when you fall down, you just repent, and you get back up and continue living your Christian life in Philadelphia.
Amen.
And then we get to dine with Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I enjoyed Philadelphia. You only need a little power.
Amen.
Lord, give me a little power.
Amen.
Lord, we don't we don't want to deny your name. Amen. Lord, we want to keep your word. Amen. Lord, make me an overcomer. Amen. Lord, praise the Lord for Philadelphia.
Amen. I enjoyed Revelation 3:21. He who overcomes, to him I will give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. Well, we have to pay to be with him on the throne. And sometimes we have to pay even ourselves. We have to give ourselves to him. I want to give myself to him.
I enjoy that we don't have to fear the great tribulation. Like, we should rejoice that the Lord is coming back, even though we're going to, like, suffer judgment. Like, we should just enjoy that the Lord has a second coming.
Amen.
And I also enjoyed the example of, like, it's okay for the boat to be in the water, but it's not okay for the water to be in the boat. So it's like God has placed us as humans. Like, he placed us in the world. And it's like it's okay for us to, like, be in the water, because with Christ, we will float. And it's like we won't get any water.
Yeah. Amen.
And I also enjoyed that the Lord wants us, the Lord wants us to have him as our first love.
Amen.
So we need to pray, Lord, make us your first and best love.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. I really enjoyed that if we have a clear vision of who God is, we'll be much more willing to pay the price. So when I bought my first guitar, it was a certain amount, and I didn't know much about guitars, so I feel like that price was really high. But then I started playing it more, and I got a more understanding of it. And so the next time I went to the guitar center, I saw this guitar, and it was like twice the price. But I was willing to pay it because I knew what it can offer to me. So in the same way, if we are unfamiliar with the Lord, then we would not be that willing to pay a price to be with him. But if we just live a normal Christian life and spend more time with the Lord, we'll be able, the price that we have to pay to be with him will be insignificant compared to the amount of riches we can obtain from him.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that we can have the Bible in our hands, but we are not keeping it. If we want to keep it, we have to eat it.
Amen.
It has to go inside of our body.
Amen.
We have to absorb the word.
Amen. Amen. Isaiah 6:8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And then I said, here am I. Send me.
Amen.
Man, that's a good reminder this weekend to make this prayer to the Lord. You know, to present our bodies. To tell the Lord, send me. Amen. Here we are, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I appreciated that suffering leads to enjoyment.
Amen.
The church in Smyrna, they were persecuted and they suffered because the Lord considered them worthy.
Wow.
So even though they were in poverty, really, they were rich.
Right.
They were rich in their experiences of Christ.
Amen.
And so when we struggle and we have hardships, we need to realize it's an opportunity for the Lord to add more of himself.
Amen.
And we need to thank him. Yes. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
May we turn to you in every situation.
Amen.
But what I really enjoyed this weekend was that the Lord's hand is behind every situation on today's earth,
Amen.
Right? Whether it be history, for example, the Spanish Armada's defeat, or like current day events such as opening up Cuba or Brexit, the Lord has done this as a part of his bigger plan, right?
Amen.
And we also see this in the refugee crisis right now. Even though how like millions of people have been displaced, it's all part of the Lord's plan to open up the recovery to them, to spread the word in a place which had never been done before, so that the Lord can finally gain more believers to build up his church.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoy the matter of the Church of Laodicea. And like the brother was saying at the beginning of the meeting, why didn't the Lord just stop with Philadelphia, the Church of Brotherly Love? Because that is what he wants. But he just wanted to show this picture of the seven churches. And even us, like we are like, as the Church of Philadelphia, we know this oneness, but we still are the most at risk of falling back into Laodicea. Because we will start to think, like, if we're safe in this security, then we will think, oh, we don't need that. And our knowledge will grow, and we will lose the Lord's presence.
Right.
Even as he was saying that, like, the church of Laodicea, they didn't even notice when the Lord's presence had left them. The Lord is outside knocking on the door, but we don't even hear him.
Right.
And so I just enjoy that, you know, we need to be careful to, like, not lose the Lord's presence. Amen. We always need to be in the body, Lord. Amen. We just want to be the Church of Philadelphia. Amen. Lord, just keep us in this fellowship, Lord. Amen. Lord, just keep us in Philadelphia.
Amen. I really enjoyed how the Lord's charge to Philadelphia was to hold fast to what you have. And I really enjoyed that we need to hold fast to what we have, because if we don't, we will become Laodicea. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed, so many times I just felt like so much that I've been through, like I felt like the Lord wasn't really with me, and I felt so much just like that I was alone in everything, and I didn't feel like I had anybody who really thought I was important or would care for me. And I was in the meeting, and one of the brothers, I forget who it was, you know, said something about when the Lord's just knocking on our heart and asking for us to let him in. And I just, that, like, touched me so much. I was just like, oh, my gosh, wow. You know, the Lord will always be with us. The Lord will always be there for us, no matter what happens to us. And I feel like him knocking on my heart is just something so important to me. You know, I feel like, wow, the Lord is really there for all of us. For everything that we do, he's always going to be there.
Amen. So the word Laodicea means opinion. And that accurately describes the age today, since there are so many different opinions about politics or other worldly matters. But this is the main cause of the degraded church. However, the Lord is the sevenfold intensified spirit. Amen. Who can rescue us from any degradation. Amen. And the spirits are in the church. Amen. So we must pay the price, whatever that may be, to stay burning in Philadelphia.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the 5 points on how to maintain your love for the Lord. Amen. And I especially enjoyed the one about taking care of your conscience. Because when you don't take care of your conscience, there's a barrier between you and the Lord. And it's hard to communicate with someone when there's a wall or a barrier between right. you. Lord Jesus, I want to maintain my love for you.
Amen. Revelation 2:10. Do not fear the things that you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. And you will have the tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I actually enjoyed Ephesus and Philadelphia and how they were tied. Ephesus was not careful to hold fast to the Lord, and they end up losing their first love. But Philadelphia was able to hold on to the Lord, and they kept loving him.
Amen.
But I was also kind of struck that Philadelphia did have the Lord, and they were still holding fast, but they had to be extra careful to keep holding fast, otherwise they would be the ones to backslide.
Yeah.
And how we may think we're in the church life, we're loving the Lord, nothing's wrong, but we're the ones they're most likely to backslide, and we have to be so careful to keep holding on to him.
Amen.
Lord, keep us holding on to you.
Amen.
I enjoyed the illustration that the brothers gave us last night about a hill where the top was Philadelphia and how to get there. And in my personal experience, like every time I go to a conference, like I feel like in the at the top of the hill, yeah. like in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But the hard part is afterwards, like how to stay in Philadelphia. That's why the Lord said, hold fast.
Amen.
That was the only, what's it called? That was the only warning to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And the best way to stay there is to pay the price.
Amen.
And be willing to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
I really enjoyed a characteristic about the church in Philadelphia, which is just keeping God's word.
Yes.
So it's just saying that you can read the Bible and you can be like, oh, I'm good. But it's so easy for you to be taken into the world again. But what you do is you just have to eat the word. You have
yeah.
to enjoy the word. You have to experience the word. And then that way, when Satan comes up to you and he's like, hey, this is cool, you should do it, you can be like, no, Satan, get away from me.
Amen.
I don't need you.
Right.
I've seen life, and I know what life is.
Amen.
And I will stay in the church life.
Amen.
Amen. Well, saints, I enjoyed about the church in Smyrna and how the people, they gave their lives to the Lord. You know, they sacrificed so many things. And for me, I know that I love a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes I don't give my whole love to the Lord.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like I can't even sacrifice 5 minutes to the Lord. And sometimes, you know, I wake up in the morning and I say I'm tired or I'm busy, you know. Lord, give me 5 more minutes on my phone, please. But we need to sacrifice our time for the Lord, even if it's for 5 minutes. The Lord will treasure that time with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I really appreciated that we need to constantly seek to infuse life into us. Amen. Whether it's searching for the church life when we're applying for colleges, or maybe just being around the saints so much during the weekends, we can never get enough. It's never enough. And so the more we seek for him, the more we love for him, the easier it is for us to cooperate with God. And in result, that's easier for us to express God's operation Amen. Through us.
Amen. Amen, brothers. I want to talk about my personal experience. You know, right before coming to the conference, I felt like I was in Laodicea. And these 3 days, I've experienced Philadelphia. But there's a price you have to pay to stay. And, you know, sometimes you ask yourself, is it worth it, you know? But I ask you, did you enjoy these three days? Yeah. Yeah, right? Amen. That's why the price is worth it. Amen. It's worth to stay in Philadelphia. Oh, Lord, don't let me leave Philadelphia.
Amen. I felt like this conference really opened my eyes to how much the Lord loves us and how much he really wants his people. Like in the church of Ephesus, they lost their first love, and it was really sad. But then in Revelation 2:5, the Lord tells them to repent. And then in Pergamos, they were the worldly church. They were married to the world. But then in 2:16, he says to repent. Thyatira, they were the apostate church. They abandoned and forsook the church. They were an imposter, and they rebelled against the church. But the Lord still tells them to repent. In Sardis, they prefigured the Protestant church. They have a name that and they are living, but they're dead. But then in 3:3, they said, the Lord said to repent. And after reaching all this, and they reached Philadelphia, it was the church of brotherly love. It was what the Lord desired. Amen. But they still fell, and they slid away to Laodicea without knowing. And it was so disappointing, because this is what the Lord wanted. And it was so to disappointed a point of disappointment that the Lord was about to spew them out of his mouth. But in 3:19, he still says to repent. And this just shows us how much that the Lord loves us, and he really wants us. So I'm just so thankful that all we need is to repent. Amen.
I just enjoyed that an overcomer isn't this perfect person who's above everybody else. It's just a normal Christian that repents and lives Christ daily.
Amen.
Cause us to overcome.
Amen.
Amen. I was really, really impressed with how much the Lord just really loves us. Amen. And throughout the stages of the seven stages of the church, the Lord just really had such an unwavering love for his Amen. Church. And even in Thyatira, when the people turned away and they started worshiping idols and following Jezebel, the Lord still had good things to say about them. And in Revelation 2:19, he still said, I know your works and love and faith. And in Laodicea, when the Lord began losing his recovered church, he still, in Revelation 3:19, said, as many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. Yeah. And in verse 20, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And so I was just so touched that even throughout all this degradation, the Lord's love for the church is just so unwavering. Amen. And that the least we can do is just turn to him and open to him. Amen. And just say, Lord, we love you.
Amen. Amen. I really enjoyed the example of the mountain and how at the bottom you have Sardis, you know, they're dead. And then at the top you have Philadelphia, brotherly love. And at the bottom you had lukewarmness, which was Laodicea. I was impressed with how the journey up to Philadelphia, you know, like on a mountain, the trek up is really hard, but it's so much easier just to slide down to lukewarmness. And I enjoyed that we can always stay in Philadelphia by paying the price and holding fast.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, I really enjoy the church in Philadelphia, and that I want to always be in the church in Philadelphia.
Amen.
And that I am in the church in Philadelphia.
Amen.
And what I really enjoyed about Philadelphia was that they didn't deny his name, and that they always kept his name. And the brother shared that it's like the husband taking on another last name. And so it'd be like Mr. Smith, and you would say Mrs. John or something. And like no one would know that they're married to Mr. Smith. And I don't want that to happen. I want that to people when they see me, they'll be like, that's Mrs. Jesus Christ.
I just really enjoyed how we need to hold fast in Philadelphia.
Amen.
If we fall down into Laodicea, we can repent to the Lord and pray to him, keep my spirit burning for you, Lord.
Amen. Keep my spirit burning for you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. This
conference really opened my eyes. Like, it was just amazing. But especially last night's message, it was saying how we need to repent every day, and by repenting, you know, we can be saved. And yeah. But I also enjoyed that we can't be a lukewarm Christian. Right. We either have to be hot or cold towards the Lord. Yeah. And He wishes this. He'd rather you be cold toward the Lord than be lukewarm. So we just need to be a hot, burning Christian for Christ.
Amen.
Lord, I choose to be an overcomer.
Amen.
I really enjoyed how throughout all the seven churches, the Lord never faltered in His love for us. And He always gave us a chance to repent. And I just enjoyed whenever we're in the morning and we wake up, we may be deadened, but we can always repent.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we repent to You every day.
Amen.
I enjoyed that the sweetest thing about dining with the one that you love is their presence. And I love the Lord's presence.
Amen.
And if you want to be an overcomer,
Amen.
You must dine with the overcomer.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. Lord, I want to dine with You, and Amen. I choose to be an overcomer.
Amen.
Okay, I enjoyed what the speaking brother said, that we've seen too much, saints. We've seen too much to go back to degradation. Once we're saved, the Lord can't get out of us. Praise the Lord, we're stuck with Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Something that really touched me is that the Lord has no grandchildren. We are all His children.
Amen.
So whenever our parents found the church, we found the church. That's where we started. Amen. Because Satan always tries to creep in my mind, and he says, what do you think you're here? I mean, you didn't choose this. Your spirit isn't strong enough for this. He always, I tell myself, I say, no, I choose to receive Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. In order for Jesus to be our reality, we need to pay a price. And we need to drop our knowledge and drop ourselves. The Lord does not force us to pay this price. We need to be willing. In Revelation 3:17, we're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, but we can become rich.
Amen.
We can become rich with the experiences in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank You, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I repent.
Amen.
Amen. The point that I was really touched with this weekend is in order to keep our love, light, and life, we need to repent.
Amen.
When we do this repenting, we also need to be really intimate with the Lord.
Amen.
By doing so, this will allow Him to cleanse our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank You for cleansing our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed the Lord's charge to Philadelphia, how there was nothing wrong with them, but He told them, hold fast to what you have.
Amen.
Lord, we want to hold fast.
Amen.
Lord, we want to stay in Philadelphia.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that the Lord is the sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
And He can rescue us from any degradation.
Amen.
And the sevenfold intensified spirit is in the church.
Amen.
Lord, keep us presenting our bodies.
Amen.
Amen.
I really enjoyed Philadelphia. Last night after the meeting, we went back to our hospitality. And we went into our rooms, and we just started praying and sharing with each other about what we loved. And it just really touched me. Because, like, everybody had questions about stuff that we didn't know, and so we all answered. It was really good, and, yeah.
Amen!
I was really moved by the stories of these people that, like, during the Dark Ages, they were rejoicing, like, on their way to go be burned alive or hanged. And even Watchman Nee was still enjoying the Lord while he was in jail. And I'm just wondering, who are these types of, like, who are these people? And then I hear the testimonies about how people just dropped everything for the Lord. I don't know if I have this type of heart or capacity, but all I can do is pray, Lord Jesus, cause me to choose You.
Amen.
Amen.
You. I appreciated that
the Lord doesn't ask us to pay the price all at once. And I always thought of paying a price would be a really big price. But actually, the price is a daily thing. Yeah. It's waking up in the morning 5 minutes early. It's waking up calling on the Lord. It's going to the prayer meeting. It's going to the table meeting. It's going to the young people's meeting. It's going to the home meeting. It's calling your companion. It's texting someone a verse. Every time the Lord touches us, that's the price. We just do what he says. When we don't, we just repent and keep going. Lord, we choose you.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I really enjoyed the love that God showed towards the church in Ephesus. The church in Ephesus, even though they had lost their first love, God still found them desirable. And the door was still open for the church in Ephesus. And the verse says, the word to the church in Ephesus was, "Remember therefore where you have fallen and where you have fallen from, and repent, and do the first works." Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
We enjoyed Revelations 3:19.
As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you are loving, and we can turn our hearts to you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, our Lord is coming back.
Amen.
Revelations 3:3. Remember, therefore, you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. If, therefore, you will not watch, I will come as a thief, and you shall by no means know at what hour I will come upon you. Praise the Lord, our Lord is coming back.
Amen.
He is not coming back as anybody who is boasting for himself, but he is coming back as a silent thief. Our Lord does not come back for unnecessary things that he doesn't need to use to build a church. He is coming back for the precious things to be able to build up his church.
Amen.
Our speaking brother gave an example in our conference that really spoke to me. He said, "So if somebody were to break into your house, what would they steal? They would not take a trash can, a pencil sharpener, maybe a stapler, but he'd come back for your TV, your laptop, maybe some jewelry you have. He comes back for the precious things. Oh, Lord Jesus, what is our situation? Lord, what is our condition? Lord, cause us to be those who just, oh, Lord, spend time with you and love you.
Amen.
Revelation 2:13, I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast my name and have not denied my faith. Even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. I enjoy the church in Pergamos. It's not a positive church because it was an illegal union between the church and the world. It's okay for us to live in the world, but we shouldn't dwell in it.
Right.
The whole world, the entire world, with all its wealth and riches, can never fill your small heart.
Amen.
Only the Lord can.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus! I enjoyed the sharing of a few of the brothers at the conference regarding the non-believers. The brothers told us about they had some experiences with some of them being from different denominations or different churches altogether, different religions. And this really spoke to me because at school or outside of church, I have a lot of friends, and maybe all of them almost, who are, you know, some are Catholic, some are Islam, but, you know, I'm still their friends, right? But what God wants every man to be in his church. So I pray that we need to pray that our friends will turn and come with us to be in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Revelations 3:8. I know your works. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name.
So I enjoy that we have this little power in us. And we just need to be faithful in the Lord so we can hold fast to what we have.
Amen.
I enjoyed that the Christian life is a life of repentance, and that we can repent over and over and come back to the Lord when our heart has drifted away from his heart's desire. And, you know, we don't need to linger in our failure because the Lord's blood is effective right now, and that he's provided the way for us to turn back to him, and he's always ready to love us.
Praise the Lord. So what I enjoyed during this high school conference was the point on our present world today. So right now, our church is in like the stage of Laodicea, which is just lukewarm and opinionated. But like, even though the church is in Laodicea, our beings can be in Philadelphia.
So, O Lord, please help everyone escape from the grasp of Laodicea and be in the church of Philadelphia.
Amen. Amen, saints. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. And I think something that I really want to share and what I really enjoyed in this conference is with the brothers sharing about the idea of Philadelphia, not the idea, but the reality of it. You know, just imagine being so filled with the Lord and having everything with Him, mingling with the saints. You know, you go to these conferences and at the end, everyone's all friends and you know everybody. It's much different than the beginning when you tend to realize how many people you don't know. And you see this environment, and why would you ever want to leave it? And you leave and you do these sharings and there's people crying and they're rejoicing and they love the Lord. And you can see how many of us really do love Him. But then we tend to just fall immediately afterwards. You know, we're starting again for a school year. We're all going to be incredibly busy. It's my senior year. I'm planning on walking all day, going to school in like 6 a.m. and then walking afterwards. And it's that point where you have to realize, what is your choice here? Sorry. What is your choice here? And you have to see and give your faith to the Lord. You know, really recognize this as you're leaving the conference. This is your choice to stay in Philadelphia, Amen. Not to fall. And this is what I think the brothers are really wanting to have you guys understand here, is taking that choice, making that commitment, staying with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed that we need to be the overcomers. In the chart you can see there's an arrow pointing up from all seven churches. And at the top there's a reward for us. So we need to be those who have ears and hear and overcome so we can gain the Lord's reward, the kingdom.
I really enjoyed Revelations 3:8. I know your works. Behold, I've put you before you an open door which no one can shut because you have little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Amen. Lord, please put us in the church of Philadelphia, yeah. so we would not deny your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
What I enjoyed is what the brothers had shared with us about the mountain. It's very hard to go from Sardis to Philadelphia, but it's very easy to fall into Laodicea. So brothers, hold fast to Philadelphia.
Amen.
I enjoyed the whole conference, but I really liked how the brothers shared their parents' experience and their experience on how they're still in the church, because a lot of times when people think of Christianity or like a religion, they're like, oh, you grew up there, oh, you had like a really traumatic experience and then you just went full out Christian. And Zeke, right? When he shared how he was kind of lukewarm in the sense that one foot was in the world and one foot was with God, I really liked how his experience was not so much the most different, but it's like most similar to mine, because I didn't grow up in the church life, but I was lukewarm because my family, when my mom's a Jehovah's Witness, my stepdad's Catholic, and I'm here with my uncle. So a lot of times I'm like being pulled everywhere, and then by people in my, like my friends in school, they're like, no, it would just make more sense to be an atheist. So I really liked how his experience was similar to mine and how the other brothers, they were different, but they're all still here and they all still love the Lord.
Amen. I really enjoyed that. We know that we put the Lord aside and we don't put Him first, but we need to repent and the Lord will forgive us and we will put Him first after that.
Amen. Well, I enjoyed, the whole conference, but something that really got to me was when the brother shared about the first love. How Ephesus lost its first love, like a bridegroom who's like waiting at the altar for his wife, and then he realizes that his bride doesn't love him, at least not the first love. So that really got to me, and I was just like, hey, how can you lose that? But over here in the Church of Philadelphia, you have this brotherly love.
Amen.
So I enjoyed how they kind of reconciled and they found that love again.
Amen.
I really enjoyed on outline one on point on the prophetic characteristics of Ephesus. On point C about the condition of Ephesus on the negative side, it says the Lord has one thing against them, that they left, abandoned their first love.
Right.
And I don't know, but a lot of times I feel like I've left and abandoned the Lord. Yeah. And it just doesn't sound good to have the Lord having something against you. Yeah. And I don't know, I really want the Lord to be my first love.
Amen.
And I just really want to deny all my other worldly desires and items.
Amen.
I just want to give Lord the first place.
Amen.
Revelation 3:8. I know your works. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
Well, I really enjoyed this conference about repenting. I always see myself, like, so busy, and I don't have time to repent. But now the brother said, oh, we need to repent. So I really enjoy how we need to repent. To repent is to be living a Christian life, a proper living Christian life.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord, you can forgive us when we repent.
Yeah.
I enjoy that in order to keep the word, we need to be those who read the word.
Yeah.
If we don't read his word, we wouldn't know what word to keep. And also, we need to not only read the word, but we need to eat it.
Yeah.
When we eat it and it becomes a part of us, then no one can take this away from us.
Amen.
Lord, we want to be those who keep your word.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Philadelphia, the Lord is the Holy One, the True One, and the One who has the key of David,
Amen.
The One who keeps the door open,
Amen.
That no one can shut.
Amen.
Lord, he gave us the little power just to walk through that door.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that we don't want to be lukewarm. We want to be hot for the Lord.
Yeah.
We don't want to be cold, but if you're lukewarm, I mean, you have to choose something. Do you want to be cold or do you want to be hot? Make a choice. You want to be hot for the Lord.
Amen.
I just enjoy that when we go through whatever we need to go through to see the Lord, then we'll realize that he's everything we've ever wanted.
Amen.
I mean, we're all going to go through suffering, but, you know, probably none of us are going to, you know, go through the same suffering, but we all need to have the same vision. And, you know, everyone who is useful to the Lord in the Bible, like, they all went through intense suffering. But they all had a vision, and this vision was Philadelphia.
Amen.
And we just need to have the vision of Philadelphia.
Amen.
And we just need to pay the price and have the vision.
Amen. Amen.
I was really struck by the Lord's message to Laodicea. He says, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I'm about to spew you out of my mouth. I realize, oh, Lord, you want some response out of us. You don't want us to be indifferent to you.
Right.
Lord, even we could be cold to you instead of lukewarm.
That's right.
Lord, and I really enjoyed that the Lord is telling us we need to be zealous, therefore, and repent.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I repent. I don't want to be lukewarm.
Amen.
I want to be zealous and boiling for you.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoy that we have to be in... unreasonable to love the Lord. We can't let Satan take our crown, you know. We need to hold fast to the name of the Lord, take care of his name. Because, you know, our creed is the Bible, that we should not tolerate, and we'd find the truth in the Bible. The word of God is our standard. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you.
I just really
enjoyed that the Lord is always waiting. He never leaves us, no matter what we do and how we feel. He is love. He wants us to repent and turn to him.
Amen.
Lord, let us repent and turn to you.
Amen.
1 John 2:15 says, do not love the world nor the things in the world.
Yeah.
If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him.
Yeah.
And a brother used the example of a boat in the water, and the water's not supposed to be in the boat. And we're in the world, but we can't be in the world.
Right.
So, Lord, keep us out of the world.
Amen.
And I enjoyed the Lord's word to Philadelphia. I come quickly. Hold fast what you have, and no one take your crown.
Amen.
That means we already have it.
Yeah.
We already have the crown.
Right.
But the Lord is sovereign in placing Laodicea right after Philadelphia. Right? Only Philadelphia can become Laodicea. But how do we stay in Philadelphia? Right? We pay the price.
Amen.
We pay the price to gain the Lord.
Amen.
Right? Maybe... But how do we pay the price? We see that maybe the Lord isn't that valuable to us. Maybe we're not willing to give up so much. Maybe we're just like Judas, who's only willing to pay 30 pieces of silver. But, you know, we need to ask the Lord to reveal himself to us.
Amen.
You know, Lord, reveal yourself to us.
Amen.
We would pour our all on you. Amen.
Lord Jesus, I've really enjoyed this conference. Like, it's just been really enjoyable. But in the last message they had, like, right before break, I felt like I was really just getting panged.
Like, it was just hit after hit after hit. Because, like, since, like, for about almost 2 years now, I've had a dream. I've, like, really had, like, a knack for language and realized that I really want to learn Japanese. And I want to go on and learn Chinese and Korean. And I want to go study in Japan. And I have, like, it's just really big for me. But also, I really felt what Brother Zeke was saying. And he was saying, like, yeah, when I was a kid, I thought that this was insane. Full-timers were just crazy and doing all this stuff. And that was kind of me, too. Like, how can you devote everything to this? Like, I have my dream. I can't just give everything up. And also just kind of realizing, especially in the last few minutes, I've been thinking about it so much. And it's just been, just give yourself to the Lord.
Yeah.
Because that might be my dream of happiness, but he already has a plan for me, which is really what I need.
Amen.
And that's going to give me full enjoyment in him. So, amen.
When the brothers were sharing about the price they paid for Christ, I was really worried. I was thinking, can I do this? Since I was little, I've always wanted to get into chemistry and science. And a lot of times what science says can go against the word. So I was thinking, can I really give up everything I've always thought of? And I was starting to worry. And I remembered Matthew 11, 28 through 30 tells us that when we are burdened and tired, we can just give him our burden, and he will carry it for us, and he will give us his, which is light. And so all I have to do is drop everything, give it to him, and follow him.
Amen.
Well, I really enjoyed how we can choose to be overcomers now.
Amen.
And we can choose to be the living overcomers.
Amen. Amen.
In Ephesus, the church in Ephesus, they have left and abandoned their first love. But how to maintain our first love to the Lord?
Yeah.
Number one, tell the Lord we love him.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Amen. Number two, take care of our conscience. Amen. Number three, be simple and open to the Lord.
Amen.
Number four, eat the Lord.
Amen.
Number five, remain under the betrothing ministry of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we are sons of a loving God.
Amen.
Amen. Through this conference, we see this word repent. And I really enjoyed one of the sharing of a speaking brother. He said he preached the gospel to this now sister. And she had her life going. She, you know, she had her boyfriend for 7 years. And, you know, she was doing well. But then all of a sudden, her boyfriend breaks up with her. And she's in debt. He takes off. He runs off with the car. But, you know, sometimes we're stubborn and we don't want to repent. But, you know, the Lord has to discipline us because he loves us.
Amen.
You know, I remember because, well, something I can share about is that every time when I was little, I would get in trouble. And so my parents would have to spank me. But every time after they spanked me, they were like, oh, we do this because we love you.
Amen.
And then after that, we would read the Bible. And so... and so... praise the Lord that the Lord loves us.
I really enjoyed the church in Smyrna. How there's a big misconception today, how if we believe in God and we love him, then everything will be okay. God will take care of all of your problems. You won't have any problems anymore. But you see in Revelation 2:10, it says, "Do not fear the things which you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And you will have tribulation for 10 days.
Amen.
Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life."
Amen.
He doesn't say it's going to be okay. He doesn't say, I'll take you out of this. He says, be faithful unto death.
Amen.
So we need to be faithful unto death.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Saints, I just enjoyed a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, to every one of these issues that came up in these churches, the Lord revealed who he is to meet that need. Hallelujah. And in particular, I really enjoyed the church in Ephesus, because I have to admit, you know, very often I'm leaving my first love. But to the church in Ephesus, the Lord is the one, is the holding and walking one, right? That means he's interceding for us and he's caring for us, so that even when we leave the first love, we would repent and come back to love the Lord again.
Amen.
I enjoyed the point over Philadelphia, how it lists plenty of things about how it is so positive. And when it goes to list things that are negative, there's no negative point in Philadelphia. That means that in Philadelphia, there should be nothing wrong with brotherly love.
Amen.
Amen. As I was standing in the back of the line, it was so cold. But as I got closer to the mic, my hands started getting warmer. It's so cold, but we can be burning in spirit.
Amen.
I enjoy that these last four churches, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea will last to the end of this age, until the Lord comes back. So we shouldn't have an attitude of reformation towards these. If you're in a box of scorpions, you shouldn't try to reform the box. You should get out of the box. Amen. Hallelujah, we can get out of the box. Amen. We can reach Philadelphia. Amen. We can be burning in spirit.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really appreciate seeing the picture of Joseph reigning in Egypt. In the years of the famine, the people came to him as a source of food. And at first, he demanded the people to give him some money. But then it's their land, and then it's their possession and their cattle. And then it's just to give, the people just gave themselves to Joseph as a servant. I was just really touched, you know, in these last three years of my college, you know. What is the price I have to pay, you know, to stay in Philadelphia? And I was just touched, you know, Lord, show me the price you want me to take, you know. Amen. Lord, I just give my all to you.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. I just really enjoyed this whole conference. And I was actually here at, well, not here, but at the conference 4 years ago. But this is just a whole nother revelation. And I particularly enjoyed seeing that the churches, this word on the churches applies to our personal life too. And with Ephesus, we can see that we need to love the Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you. Amen. Lord, cause us to love you even more. Amen. And then with Smyrna, we see that in our sufferings, we need to take Christ as the resurrection life. Amen. So without the resurrection life, there's no point to suffering. Amen. So Lord, we want to take you as our resurrection life. Amen. And then with Pergamos, right, they lost their function as a seed to feed others. They became a great tree, married to the world. So you can see that we need to separate ourselves from the world. And then with Thyatira, they lost the word. For 1,000 years, the Bible was locked up. So we can see that we need to be in the word every day. And there's a lot more. But I just really enjoyed all these applications to us. Oh, Lord, keep us in your word. Keep us in Philadelphia. Lord, we present our bodies. Amen.
I just wanted to follow up on something my brother said about how all the major key people in the Bible, they all went through great suffering, but they had the vision, and they just knew that it would all be worth it because there was a reward. Amen. In the New Jerusalem. Amen. And I just remember something this brother said. He said, the juice is worth the squeeze. And I just really appreciate that because, I really like juice, and it's worth it.
I enjoy that in the outline, it lists the positive side of the church, then the negative side, yeah. Then the Lord's charge to the church. Yeah. And all the greater church, the Lord's charge was to repent. Yeah. Yeah. For no matter how bad things get, we can repent and come back to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Choose it. Amen.
Keep us here.
Amen.
For your heart's desire.
one announcement we wanted to make was regarding Young People's Conference, and some of us have been there regularly. Others have never been there, but there is a conference in West Texas, in Odessa, Texas. So the West Texas Young People's Conference, I'll just put West Texas Young People's Conference, is going to be October 28th through 30th. October 28th through 30th. And that's in Odessa, Texas.
Okay, sisters will have a set lunch prepared already. So only the sister that's here, Richardson, will pick one up and go. And the brother should... The brothers should already have it. If you don't have one for brothers, come see me. I'll get one for you. Also, badge. The badge holder, please keep it and return these. For the Richardson, the sisters, please put it in that box right there, which is on the hallway on the way out. Brothers from Denton, please give to... also be in the hallway. And on the other side. Okay, and sister, if you need to use the bathroom, sisters, please hold on a little bit and go out from here. Go out, exit from the left, because that's easier to get to the sister's bathroom. For those, they can exit from there. Oh, one last thing is, each driver, please take a box of donuts. Since you guys didn't eat them all, so you have to take them home. Thank you.